Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For TradeZone, Australia's largest online electrical wholesaler. Now open in Parafield. Visit tradezone.com.au.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's Rush Hour, the 11th of May, 2021. Good to be back. We are global. Our numbers are through the roof in terms of the podcast world. And then we're back on 6 till 7. That's through the roof. We own Adelaide, this wonderful show. And no one else is doing what we're doing. Greg Blewett, welcome. And Bernie Vince, welcome.
Where's the roof, Joe? Through the roof. What does that mean?
Well, it's sky high.
Is it?
There's no limit.
Yeah. And what are we doing, Jars?
We're doing a wonderful show.
Why are we different?
On Triple M.
Because we are different.
We're three mates that just love having a chat in the afternoon, and we talk about every issue that gives us the irrits.
Mm. Speaking of an issue, I've got something to bring up with you too.
What?
You've been feeding information to different radio stations.
What?
What? Hey, cool your
different
jets.
Programs.
Cool your jets, no,
you
young
have.
Man.
You
what?
Have, and I know Where's you have this for going? A fact.
Well, you've got, you no evidence. You've got no evidence.
Yes, I have.
You can't accuse me of that.
I've got good evidence.
You've got good
and
evidence.
And they're sick of it. Stop sending them so much. They said, can you stop sending so much?
Because what
they've
the
had
hell?
A, they've had a gutsful. Like, just if there's one or two good things, do it. But not every single day.
Hang on.
What's going on, Ben?
Hang on.
Well, hang I won't on. Name him, but well, he's on the Saturday run. What? And he's just sick to death of you sending him stuff.
Oh, I think I
trying
know
to set up what's going on.
Don't you smile there, old white teeth.
Well, what's your comment?
You're involved as well. You told me to send it.
Oh, so it's Bluey.
Yeah.
Oh, now no, we're getting to the bottom of it, isn't
no,
it?
No,
you
I'm
said send it.
No,
and I said no.
I'm firmly with Jars on this one.
Firmly?
We're just, yeah. No, we're just sort of sharing information.
No, but say it. You whack him on Saturday mornings when he's doing the rub and doing his prayer.
Actually, I've heard this.
Oh, this is good.
Do you act? No. Do you start? Do you get a bit tougher when I'm not here? That's what I've heard.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that's just what I've heard. Just information passed on by Jars.
Let's go. Let's go now. If you want to have a, what do you want to have?
Anything.
Let's go now.
No,
you knock your block off your cricket knob.
Me and my material on. Yeah. Various.
This is just payback.
What happened? Yeah. Was there something happened on the weekend?
Oh, no, it was fine. He's just sick of getting so much. But he did say it came from Jars, not you.
No, but excuse me. You've got no evidence. What have you got? You got nothing.
Because he told
me. You're just accusing me of something that didn't
happen. I've got an eyewitness.
Who's the eyewitness?
He went through his phone like that.
Who's the eyewitness? Give me his name.
Can't say. He's one of the five members.
One of the five members from the rub. Oh, yeah, it's old fat boy, William.
Could be.
It's Billy.
Could be.
He's a bit sensitive about his weight, too.
No,
so
he's
just
not.
Be careful.
Yeah, he actually is. He doesn't like the fat stuff either. He told
who
me to pass that?
That
on.
Oh, but I just call careful. Him.
Just
always,
one of the members. I
always
say who.
Call him William. Well, he calls me fat guts.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Oh, that's fair. All right, G, let's go.
What's on the show today, guys?
No, I don't care.
He's a bit weird today, Jazz. He's been just terrorising people in the office here. M, he gave you a little drive-by
even,
as well.
He even clipped me, I know. Very unusual.
You okay, Jazz?
What was that?
Because you come in here and you go through your tape from the weekend and you had a bit of a loss on the weekend and it sort of just gets you back into that dark
hole.
No, it doesn't.
Don't blame the footy tape.
And then it rubs off on the show.
You're taking it out
even
on us.
No, I don't.
And you've got 30-year-old shoes on.
What?
Oh, are they snake skins?
They're not snake 30
They're snake skins.
Be honest.
They're John Travolta skins.
Are they alligators?
Elton John wore them in one of his concerts.
They went out in about 94.
Early 90s, you're right.
We've got Tommy Jonas coming in live.
Thank you.
Hey, Diddle Wines. And also Burns Beef. This is a serious one.
Yeah, I'm getting serious
today.
This
is very serious,
family. I want
family.
Change, Jazz.
Don't miss it.
I want change.
He's had enough.
I want change. And I want change on you too with those shoes.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
We love this young man. The skipper's in the studio. Hello to you, young Tommy. What are you doing with the flaming seat?
The chair's a bit low, isn't it?
Low? That's Dix's chair.
Just getting comfortable, yeah.
Crikey.
Just got a bit more patty on his ass.
Dix will be flat. He loves you. But yeah, welcome, young man, and congratulations. 4 points and another good win for the showdown for the lads.
Yeah, we're pretty on edge going into that one after the week before and being a showdown. But we came out and played some tough footy and, got it done.
Got the job done.
Prison bars in the... I know there's been a lot of talk around there. You're probably sick about talking. Did the players... No, I want to know. Did the players organise that?
Have anything or to do with it?
The staff? Because Darcy Byrne-Jones said he didn't know anything about it.
No, I didn't either. Apparently, a couple of players might have mentioned something. So it's probably your mate Rockcliffe. He's usually scamming something.
Rocky.
But it was actually a surprise. So the main thing was to go out and get the win, and then the little jumper stunt was a bit of symbolism for the fans out there, and just to show how much it means to us. But yeah, I think it's well and truly been done to death. We'll leave it to Richo and Koshy and those boys to sort out.
Well,
they're
said.
Still going.
Well said, Koshy. Yeah. I don't think it's
got Cliff for having a big nose, Koshy.
I know.
Wouldn't mind seeing that one. That'd be.
Can I get a comment on Jar's shoes while you're in here too, Tommy? Before I ask you about them,
I don't know where to start, but I was taken aback. It's circa early 2000s. Not going to get let in the club unless you don't have any shoelaces.
Yes, they are. Stop dancing as well, you idiot. Sit down.
Hey, Tom, the atmosphere on Saturday, I was down there, brilliant. I reckon there was 45, was it? And then just the build-up, the way you guys do it is brilliant. So when you run out, must give you an extra couple of percent, surely.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate that the club are really, top of the game with that sort of stuff. They're always looking for ways to innovate and bring our supporters and the crowd into it and make it a real atmosphere and event, not just about the footy. So we miss most of it, but we come out through the haze of, smoke on the weekend. I hung around for a while. I was getting worried. I made sure we kicked down that way so I didn't have to suck it in for the first 10 minutes.
Very good.
But it's great. And I think, opposition clubs, it can rattle them a little bit, but I think they actually enjoy it a little bit as well. Yeah. It's just a great atmosphere.
It's fantastic. How good, I reckon the pregame Port Adelaide's the best I've seen. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, Marshall, Dixon, Georgiades working very well together. What happened to Chuck before the game? Because he came out and he just wanted to kill people. I loved it.
Yeah, he'd had a big week. He obviously copped a little bit of stick after the week before. We all did, but the big boys in particular, Harris Andrews, sort of gave us a bit of a touch up north. So he had a point to prove, and he considers himself the leader of the boys up there, which he is. And his job is just to bring the young fellas and the smaller fellas into it, and he did that.
Who do you reckon was BOG on Saturday?
Oh, look,
Boke, you got the medal.
Boke's a star, but I love seeing the backmen get a bit of credit, which they don't often do. So, he had your mate Texan in his back pocket for a little while. So,
he played well.
Why don't they ever give it to a backman?
Good question.
To be honest, the delivery wasn't great. The pressure up the ground was
enormous.
Pretty good. It was a wet night, but Clars did what he had to do, as did Boke.
Scotty Lysett. How's he handled things?
Well, he's got to be careful. Tom's got to be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go straight to the tribunal, it means you're in a little bit of strife. But he's playing on the edge, and sometimes you get that a little bit wrong, as we know, Byrne. So you got to cop the consequences, and it's going to give someone an opportunity, whether it's Pete Laddams or Sammy Hayes, who's been dominating the SNFL. So that's exciting for either one of them, and we don't want Scotty to change the way he plays. We love that, and especially a showdown, you've got to be on the edge.
Yeah, you certainly do. Tell us more about Sammy Hayes, because they're talking about he's a great tap ruckman. How does he get around the ground? Is he ready for AFL?
He's a big, big man.
Oh, I like it.
He's a good tap ruckman, and he's got a nice kick on him, and follows up pretty well. I wouldn't say his tank is his strength. It's not going to be running all day, but he just put lots of good footy together, and he'll get an opportunity sooner rather than later.
Nice. Mate, we're disgusted with the vermin, the trolls out there targeting players, and it's disgusting. They're gutless. They're weak. Burns come up. It will be coming up shortly in the Burns beef. He's got a solution, but we've got to name and shame these vermin.
Yeah, I'd like to say
it's got to stop.
I'd like to say it's the life we, you know, it's the world we live in, but it doesn't have to be. Like,
no, not at all.
It shouldn't be acceptable. No. So it is disappointing. You do feel like you're getting hung. You know, you're getting, you know, you're on trial for murder when you do something at AFL level, which injures a teammate, or you know. So it's pretty tough, and it can affect your mental health. And everyone out there should be more accepting of that, because we all go through it.
What about you guys as AFL players, your life balance? I mean, the Richmond boys got into trouble on the weekend because they were in a nightclub. Some, you know, people are coming out saying, well, why are they at a nightclub? But do you think you've got to balance, you guys? You know, I don't know what your club policies are like. You know, can you go out for a beer, you know?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We get looked after pretty well by the club. We're not out in the town every weekend, but you might get a couple looks at it over the course of the season, and then we obviously get 8 or 10 weeks at the end of the year where we can enjoy ourselves. So, you know, we're quite lucky, and I think we've got the balance right. We like to enjoy a beer with each other after the game, and
that's what I love
as well. When the opportunity's right.
Yeah, that's what I love as well. Well, you've got it, win, lose or draw, just a beer or two after the game with your mates is what it's all about.
Now, I saw something a little bit concerning during the week. Our good man, Rocky, who's basically got, he's got no knees at the moment.
Yep.
He thought he went in and injured one knee, and then the other one was injured as well. Now, how's he getting around the club? Because this is a real concern.
This is a big story.
Yeah.
Big story.
It was mind-blowing yesterday when he rolled in on the mobility scooter.
No!
Not our Rock! He's been eating two veg sort of place, isn't he?
I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
I think he took it down Tapley's Hill Road on the arm.
Dumb and dumber with his Port Adelaide flag and his blanket on his lap.
Yeah, that's a real
concern.
Ought
to be, you know, and what did the boys say to that when he came in with his scoop?
Oh, they loved it.
Honestly. He's just had a couple of little knee clean outs. That's it. You got to walk.
He probably should play this week.
Fair dinkum. I had a question for you, Tommy, but we're talking to Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide, the club captain.
What is it, Giles?
Well, I've completely forgotten it.
Okay.
I'm just writing it. Oh, no, I do know. Dan Houston, will he be available, do you think? I've got, just go with me. Dan Houston, Zach Butters suffered a setback, which is a bit of a blow for the young man.
Yeah, I think we'll find out about who on Thursday.
Yeah.
Zach Butters just taking a little bit longer than
with
expected. I think it was an ankle, wasn't it?
Apologise. And Durs is still
Durs is still a way off. Yeah, he's still in his brace. That's a pretty significant injury, but but Jonesy's coming along pretty well, so he'll be back earlier than expected. So that's going to be good for our depth. Nice.
Tommy Jonas, a Port LA club captain from Hey Diddle.
Batten down the hatches, hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Every Tuesday, this segment pops up. Hold on to anything that's you near. You just strap yourself, tie yourself up, because he is not happy. Our boy Gregory is not happy for the Burns Beef today.
No.
He's got that look in his eye, hasn't he?
Yes.
There's some very lucky people in this world too.
So just batten down the hatches.
And you've got to tie yourself up, do you?
Yeah, well, just lock yourself in because...
I think that's a different
It'll
subject.
Be like a cyclone.
It's kinky.
It'll be a tirade like
Sorry,
a cyclone.
Sorry, Maz, that's later. No, I'll tell you, there's a couple of
Who's
really lucky people. Willie Rioli, very lucky that it happened so late because I already had my beef written out. Very lucky.
Selfish young man.
Daniel Rioli. Shire Bolton.
Good on him.
Need to get some more information.
Yeah, but good on him.
Yeah,
got to stick up
okay.
for your loved ones and your mates.
But this beef, Juz.
Wallow.
It's time for some change. And I'm going to be pretty serious.
You are serious? I've never seen you like this.
I've had a guts full of this.
Oh, no.
This could be a monumental day, boys. If the world, Australia, the PM gets hold of this information.
The PM?
Yes.
Wow.
Clip him too if he didn't listen to it. I'm well and truly fed up with it. And you know what it is? And it's the old story, the old keyboard warriors. They're back at it again, Jars. Now, are we just going to keep mentioning keyboard warriors every time they do it? And every time we try and call them out, they just delete their accounts and leave, which is there's no accountability for whatsoever.
They're vermin.
Scotty Lysett. He gets, he hasn't been suspended yet because that'll be happening later today, but he'll probably get 3 weeks. And yes, he tackled someone. He didn't break the law. He didn't do anything too bad. It was just a tackle. And 10 years ago, you'd get away with that. Yep. It'd be play on. It'd be classed as a good tackle.
Yeah.
on Ned McHenry, and he's been sent straight to the tribunal. Mm-hmm. But these low-life, coward sort of...
Oh, no. Here he goes.
No, I don't want to get too fired up to start with.
Just hold.
They've commented on his social media, Jazz. Yes, now, let me just run you through some of the things that they've said.
Some of the filth.
These are some of the things mm-hmm. that have been said to him.
Okay, Ben.
Now, Em, you just close your ears.
To Scotty Lysett.
You weak... Pick on McHenry like you're a tough wit. Weak as piss. Oh, no. Why don't you pick on Tex, you ugly mother?
Oh, no.
Your moustache looks like a f***ing slug.
Oh, don't.
Literally, kill yourself, you lowlife.
Oh, see, that's... Yeah.
F***ing f***ing Scotty Lysett, I know where your parents live. I mean... Do you think that's fair?
That's disgusting.
And then when they're called out, they just delete their accounts.
Because they're gutless.
So it's time, I reckon, Jazz.
Yes, Burn.
And I'm serious about this.
Yes, you are.
There's a lot of talk around social media and people doing things. I'm not just talking about sports people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people
in general.
Yes,
Burn.
The general public.
Yes, Burn.
It's time for some accountability around this. And I've got an idea. You know how you got the blue ticks, right? Mm. It's okay. Normally it's people famous just to make sure it's them. Now, I think everyone needs a blue tick. And the only way you can get this blue tick is if you're verified. And you need to show ID.
Here.
You need to be authenticated and pass. You need ID. So you need maybe a passport or 100 points of ID, when you're going in to get your license. You need all that. And if you play up like this, make those comments like I just read out.
Vermin.
There's sanctions.
Mm.
And you can have a jury or
can
something.
Can we name and shame them?
Well, I don't know if they need to be name and shame. Well,
yes, we do.
They just get cut off. They get banned for depending on how severe the what they
That's
say
not
is.
A punishment. No, they should be named and shamed.
6 months, 12 months, 2 years, life.
Take him to the Port Adelaide Football Club. Eyeball that young man and apologise for those disgusting messages.
Okay, we will name him. See, he knows where Scotty Lysett's parents live. Yeah. We'll find out where they live, Jazz.
There you go.
Now we'll start to rough them up a little bit.
Here he goes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
But I am serious about this.
Yeah.
Do you think that is possible? Can we do that? Or is it too... Because there's billions of users... We'll never be able to do it.
No, we've got to be able to do it, Burn. Because it's
We're losing. People are getting all sorts of mental health issues. We're losing lives.
Committing suicide.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it's time we need to do it. And this is another example.
I'm with you.
And Scotty Lysett's big enough not to listen to that sort of stuff, but he's calling it out, so it's affected him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for change, and the government need to do something about this. Now, we had the great Tex Walker on the breakfast show this morning, or Ruan Ditz did, and I think he sums it up very well.
Absolutely disgusting, and I hope to God that it's not any crow support. In fact, I hope to God it's no supporter. Just no one should have to put up with that. Now he's getting family attacks.
Yep.
It's just revolting, and people make up accounts just to do it, like...
Mm.
Where are your mum and dads? What are they teaching you? Why do you think this is okay to say to people? I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, it is disgusting. But people have been saying this for years now.
Yeah, but when are we going to do something about it?
I agree.
How many lives do we have to lose? How much mental health issues do we have to go through before we actually do something about it, or we just never do anything about it?
Well said, Burn.
And I hope the PM's listening.
No, more than that.
Because I do know where he lives.
Police, state government officials.
Yes.
The Premier of South Australia.
Do something about it.
Absolutely.
Well done, Burn.
Well said.
I think it's actually more than just the government having to do something. Like, people need to check themselves and they need to say, why am I, like, being a keyboard warrior and trolling people? Like, what, does it make you feel good to put other people down?
Yes,
well said.
Gee, you know? In Burns Beach,
Jeez,
first
I
time ever.
I should have got involved earlier.
I'm very passionate about this.
Yes,
so I'm on board.
Need change.
Good boy.
But it's too easy just to delete an account. And then that's like just... wiping your mind free. They just think, oh, well, that was my old account, so I'll start this new one. This is the new me, and then they'll just do it again.
Keep fighting, Burn.
Yeah.
When are these idiots going to wake up?
What idiots?
These AFL players. When are they going to learn their lesson? They've got a wonderful life. They've been given a great opportunity to play in one of the best competitions in the world. They get looked after. They get smothered. They get spoiled. When is Willie Rioli and some of these boys out there in the past going to learn their lesson? Ooh. He has now been caught. He has been caught in possession of cannabis in the Northern Territory, right? He'll face court in the next few days. When are you going? Mate, isn't he in enough trouble?
Hasn't he been out of the game for 2 years? Willie Rioli, a young up-and-coming superstar of the competition.
Premiership player, Jared.
And has made some terrible decisions.
But
so, again, what does the West Coast Eagles do with this young lad?
Well, he was due to come out of, his suspension was due to end.
Not far away.
I think, wasn't it August?
Not far away,
because about a month before finals. So he could actually start training, I believe, at the VFL, their VFL club.
Had 25 grams of cannabis down his pants at the airport.
Jeez.
What a dickhead.
Yeah. What was he doing? Oh, jeez.
No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Yeah. These young kids look up to these AFL players. And he does this. He does this.
It was.
When are they going to learn, Greg?
Why would he be going through an airport with cannabis?
It's knowing it is bizarre.
What's happened in
the
past.
Yeah, you think you'd be probably making sure you're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, going through the airport with it.
Oh, you've got to be careful what you say. You don't know your situation.
You don't have to be careful.
Honestly, the AFL and the West Coast Eagles should sack him. Sack him on the spot. Mm. I'm telling you. Look what happened to Tyson Stengel from the Adelaide Crows.
Well, it's a very similar situation.
Just make it.
This is strike two, really, isn't it?
Well, there you go. He's got to be let go. Mm. What has he done to his family and then himself and his reputation?
Well, the Rioli name, Jars.
The Rioli name.
They wouldn't be happy with that.
I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning, and there you go. Willie Rioli. Caught in possession of cannabis in the Northern Territory airport, and detection dogs are sniffing his groins.
Yeah, well.
25 grams of weed.
He must be very dependent on it because, you know, he's got past issues with it as well. So for him to be travelling, where was he going, Jars? He was going to Northern the Terry Islands or something like that. So if he, you know, couldn't go a couple of days without it.
When are they going to learn? How many chances do you get? How many feed income chances do you get?
I don't really know. Is 25 grams a lot or is it not much?
A teaspoon is 5 grams, so it's like five teaspoons.
There you go.
So it's a little bit.
So what do you think they'll do with him, Boone?
It's stupid. It's very
stupid. What do you think the club and the AFL should do to him? It's a second strike for the drug illicit drug policy?
I don't know. I actually don't know. There you go. Well, what do you think?
No, I want him. Sacked.
What, you want him sacked now?
Absolutely.
But then, what happens to him after that?
Well, that's he made those life choices.
Yep.
He's got to wear it. He's got to wear it.
That's fair.
Like everyone else does. Like some bloke off the street. He's got to wear it if he makes those life choices.
Yeah, but he doesn't get thrown around in all the papers and he's in the media.
I don't buy
Is it the fact that it's marijuana? Is it, you know, marijuana's not the most
serious. No, I know, Greg, but he's...
It's not like he was trafficking it. No, it was for himself.
He wasn't. And he's an AFL player in a very powerful, brutal competition that every kid loves to play, wants to be an AFL footballer. There's 800 spots a year.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And he's been privileged.
The fact is that he was 3 months away from coming possibly back into the system.
He should be getting fit.
Going through an airport with...
He should be training, getting his respect back from the playing group because they've been put through a bit because of him, and now they're going to be put through it again. And Jars, to answer your question before, I feel like this might be it for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Same as you said with Tyson. Mm. At the Adelaide Football Club, Tyson Stengel. So it's disappointing because he's such a talent as well, which is annoying for us that watch the game. He's a premiership player. Yep. But he's not the only Rioli in trouble at the moment. We're in a bit of hot water, Jazz.
There we go. So Daniel Rioli, as we know, their coach was on 360 last
night. Well, explain what's happened.
Well, obviously Daniel Rioli was defending his partner in a nightclub over the weekend, celebrating his girlfriend's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there was some moron that said something inappropriate to her.
Yep. And I think there was a physical,
So Daniel stepped in, as he should.
Yep.
As he should. And then his teammate, Shay Bolton.
No, he copped her. He got punched.
Yeah. Or he got punched.
And then Shay Bolton's come in. They don't know. He's broken his wrist, Shay Bolton. So they're not sure whether, it seems pretty obvious what's happened. He's probably clocked him more. But we don't want to throw that out there yet because we haven't heard. He may have fallen on it, but that looks like what has happened. But Damien Hardwick, he was on 360 last night and he was defending the boys.
Yeah, look, it obviously wasn't ideal to be fair. And look, I can understand the fixation on our players, but I suppose from our point of view, you know, a player's partner was put in an inappropriate and situation that she didn't feel comfortable with, and Daniel stood up and, you know, tried to eradicate the situation, was punched in the eye. And, you know, once again, I don't condone violence, but the reality is, you know, put anyone in that situation, they're going to stand up for their partner and their mates. And, you know, Shay was the same. So, look, it was a difficult situation. It's not one ideally we want to be in, but the reality is we are where we are.
I don't condone violence as well, but I love it that the coach is back in and his two boys.
I do like that because generally they go, oh, no, we'll deal with him. And there's going to be no sanctions, I've said. So they've got to the bottom of the story. No sanctions.
If that's exactly how it played out and we've, you know, that's the information that we've got, then, you know, we can't begrudge, surely, the AFL boys going out on the weekend for a couple of drinks,
can we? It's his birthday. He took his girlfriend out for a birthday.
But there has been a lot of comments saying that AFL players, they shouldn't be out in that environment.
Yep.
What, so you reckon AFL players shouldn't go out?
No, absolutely. Absolutely they should. They have every right to go out and relax and have some downtime. So good on them.
What we've been told, that's basically all they did.
Yeah. There you go.
And Shay was basically backing up his mate.
Good. And so you'd do that for me and I'd do that for Boone and Boone would do that for me and Boone wouldn't do that for you, but that's how we roll. You chunky lips, you've got to go off to the dentist.
What are you calling me chunky lips for? I take offence to that and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now, one all.
You're going to the dentist.
Yeah, I am.
What's it for?
Well, we know it's just a checkup.
No, it's
a,
not.
It's a clean.
There is no way.
It's a clean and a general checkup.
Right.
And looking inside your, whatever you call it,
I was at the dentist not long ago, and the guy said, I've got teeth like a dinosaur.
Looking at your trap hole, because
you are a dinosaur.
I'll make you an appointment, and I'm pretty sure you might need a couple of
spray
backup
gun
appointments.
So I need a spray gun to whiten them up.
Jazz, well, teeth just like a dinosaur means that they're old.
Yeah, they're
and
old.
Like, gross.
I've got the teeth of a raging tiger.
How often?
So now you're just changing what the bloke said?
How often do you go to the dentist?
I go twice a year.
Good boy.
Yeah, twice a year.
That's good.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll take it back.
So you're going to the dentist?
Yes.
To get your teeth whitened?
No.
Yes, you are.
I might investigate.
Yeah!
No. Oh,
so how long was your last treatments?
What was that?
How long was your last treatment away? Because you'd have to upgrade.
Have you ever had your teeth whitened? Yes
have
or
I,
no?
No, the only thing I've ever done. No, the
he
only
always says no.
The only
he
thing
does.
I've ever done is probably about 10 years ago. Use the trays, you know, the trays at night.
And oh, with the gel. Through.
But that was years ago.
You're cute.
Years
a tray.
Ago. Yeah, it's like a mouth guard.
Mouth guard.
Oh, and it's overnight.
Of,
yeah,
full
wax
of the chemicals that whiten your teeth.
You did that
so
10
you
years
had
ago.
Yeah,
you said
ago.
You never done it.
I've never had a spray tan.
You tried to look like Barry Manilow. Crikey.
He's just looking after his appearance, Jazz.
I can't trust this man anymore. He's told us he's never had that before.
I've never had a spray tan. No, and I've never had
I reckon it was a spray tan.
I've never had my hair coloured.
Well,
why?
You've currently got it coloured and you've denied that. Well, why is it like that ready sort of? It's gone to Jazz, describe that colour.
You've got the red hair
compared to usual.
Burr's not a ringer.
And you're bald.
I'm proud
so
to be bald.
Have got some issues.
I started getting bald about 25 when I was raging hot in a crow's jumper.
And you had the sweep over for a long time.
Well,
you had the long sleeve Guernsey and the sweep over.
Yeah,
that's
you hung on for way too long.
No, I
yeah, you were trying to hang on.
Oh, don't you start, Sauce.
If only the old Shane Warne was around back in your day.
I got approached by them too, just quietly.
How much are they going to give you?
25 large.
No, they offered me 100 just to say I was getting
that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy. What have we got for day two? Because you've changed everything. You're going to change the bed, the intro too. You're going to get that sorted in production, aren't you?
Yeah, Em's going to do it, she said. You're but I haven't.
Super fun
she
facts.
Said she was going to give me a few options. I haven't seen any sort of things come across my desk
yet. When did I say that?
You did say
yesterday.
Oh, well, okay.
It's only a day ago. And if you make a mistake in the intro, don't restart it. Okay?
All right.
She's been here since 7:30 this morning,
thank
so she's
Jazz.
Tired.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh, have you? What were you doing here this morning?
12:15 I was here. Just a little bit earlier. I had a meeting downstairs
at Freddy's. Having a coffee.
Did you?
Yeah. Had a meeting. Jazz.
With Dogger.
Crashed it.
With
Oh, we're going to talk about
manager.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't crashing it. I said hello.
Well, you're part of why
did
we had a
did you sit down with them?
Yeah.
No.
No, you did.
No. Oh, all right, let's go.
He crashed it.
It was all part of where we're going anyway, remember?
Yeah. You and I.
Yeah. I just confirmed that I'll be on.
Well,
in.
The ratings and podcast levels go back to what they were last year.
Mm. Right. 11th of May, Tuesday, the 11th of May. Now, this is the 131st day of the year, Jars.
Yes.
How many days in a year?
364.
Five. Yes. So, how many days left?
Whoa. 300.
234 days left in the year.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you saying? Oh, like it was close.
That three is miles off.
You said 364 days in the year.
Yeah, I was messing around, mate.
And I said
you're
there's
messing around.
Oh, wait, Blue. What makes it worse? I said there's 131 days gone. So how many left? Yeah. If there's 365, no, and he's gone 300.
You know,
that would be 65 days gone.
You know
300.
What? A lot of people
you
ask
know what
me is Jars as dumb as what he sounds.
And what do you say?
Well, from now on, I'm going to say yes.
You say whatever you want.
364
days. I've always said that from the start. Hey, you know what today is?
What have you got?
This is good for you, Jars. You
yes,
should
sir.
Know this.
Righto, buddy.
It is World Ego Awareness Day today.
Jars should definitely
know. Wow. Yeah, look at him just spring out
yes,
like
him.
A chicken there.
No,
yes,
just
him.
Puff the chest out
I've got
like
a
bantam rooster.
Oh, puff my chest out like a patrol.
Well, you are. Yeah, all of a sudden, you're engaged again.
Yeah.
You were packing your gear up, ready for training tonight. And then now you're like, hang on, tell me more.
What's it called again? What is it?
World Ego Awareness Day.
I like it.
So if I'm sure most people
is there any
of
other names to be mentioned in that group?
Well, Dickhead Day as well. Hey, on this day in 1969,
yes,
Monty Python was formed. Jars, you know what that is?
Yeah, great movie.
Yes, 1969. That takes us back a little bit.
It's a classic.
In 2009, on this day, Justin Bieber sent out his first ever tweet.
Mm.
How many followers has he got now, Em?
Millions.
What a lightweight. What a lightweight in the industry. Overrated lightweight.
Why don't you tell us what you really
think
of Eddie?
He's no good, mate. He can't. Why? He mimes all his songs.
What? No, he sings them, doesn't he? I think he has to. Hey, now I'll leave you with a fact to go.
Here we go.
Do you know what?
I've got to get going.
And I'll need a guess out of each of you.
Roger.
Em,
like
you can guess last
like
because you cheat. Every time I ask you a question, you cheat.
Don't. Gee never
she cheated
cheats.
The
no,
one
she
time.
Didn't.
She
yeah. She's very intelligent.
She's never admitted
thanks,
it. Josh. So until she admits it, she'll go last.
Not
here
admitted because I didn't cheat.
Here we go.
All right. There is, we're talking smoke alarms. There's a smoke alarm for the deaf. Mm. Now, I want each of you to have a guess how that works.
Mm.
For the deaf.
Okay.
You're going to be longer.
I'm going to guess.
No, you're going last. You're going last. I'd say it's a light.
That's a good guess.
But ones if they're asleep, Blue, you dipstick.
All right.
Hey.
Sorry,
that's harsh.
Vibrates.
Don't mind that.
That's what I was going to say.
It's the atmosphere.
Serious. What does that even mean? It's the atmosphere. Like, what is that even like? That's not even. It's not even an answer. It's just sort of. It's just shit. That is just shit.
He switched off.
Okay, Em, you're second from now on. Jars is either last or not involved. In fact, I'm suspending him for the rest of the week.
Yes,
2 days. Man. That's it. You know how I said you'd have 4 jabs before the time you left? You'd be getting 8. I've doubled it.
Yeah.
Em, guess?
I was going to say vibrations, but Bluey guessed that. What is it?
Oh, so you're just going to say what someone else said?
Well, I did ask to go first.
Shut up, you're suspended.
This is worse than a classroom.
There it is. Right. Invented by a team of Japanese scientists and engineers.
Very smart.
This life-saving device works by, listen to this, spraying vaporized wasabi into the air.
Oh, come off it. That
which
is not
notifies
true.
The deaf people of a fire. It will even wake them up if they're sleeping
so
because of the strength.
Well, yeah, if you spray wasabi all over anybody, they're going to wake up,
it's
aren't they?
It's the same as the atmosphere. That's the same.
That's 2 weeks suspension.
See ya.
He's done.